Hey, folks, what a show. This is Dennis. 2 hours of blues with Vic the Barber. But remember, this is also Vic the Anda. They are that hard-hitting blues rock band, Vic and the Victims. And they're going to be coming to Big Wave Dave's the first of next month. And you heard it here first. But now, of course, Vic, he doesn't like to hang around with us. Like to get going down the road. Can you catch the gates, Inspector, and shoo the animals away?
Get back.
Okay. Because Rick, he's always in a hurry.
Do we have enough chickens?
I'm not sure.
No, come back. Drive careful now, Vic. Don't go over the speed limit. All right, and off he goes in a cloud of dust. Legal ID page, Jackson. This is Dennis. I got Inspector Dan with me. This is the Den on the I-10 show, and you're listening to it over KKCR at 90.9, 91.9, 92.7 in the Anahola, Moloa area, and of course on the web and over on Oahu at K284AL Halaiva at 104.7. And we're going to play some mighty fine music tonight, starting in L.A. But first, I want to talk about a couple of things going on around the island. Hanapepe, this Friday night, it's going to be art night, and it's going to be West Side Smitty in front of the Aloha Spice Company, dressed up like a country gentleman, his spin on some songs you thought you knew by heart. And then, hey, this is an early warning announcement. March 22nd, it's a Saturday at Trees Lounge. The Big Swig is going to make a triumphant return engagement. Now, how's that for explaining things, Inspector? Yeah. And anything you want to mention?
Well, let's see.
I know I caught you by surprise like I usually do.
You did.
This is unrehearsed.
It's the last Friday of the month here. It's going to be... what is it? What are they calling it now? It's small town.
Well, it's
extravaganza.
Okay, you said it.
Yes. And,
but now, before we get started, I got to tell you that the Den on the I-10 show was made possible by listeners like you, in partnership with Hawaii Compassionate Care, UG Smoke Shop.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapaha. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at HawaiiCompassionateCare.com.
The Oahu Glass Ohana presents the OG Smoke Shop Kauai above Sushi Bushido in the Dragon Building Kapa'a. Tobacco products including locally hand-blown glass pipes, bubblers, hookahs with shisha tobacco and coal, Beeline products, and more. 18 and over welcome. Open daily from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. More information at 821-1323 or OG Kauai on Facebook.
And mahalo, OG Smoke Shop and Hawaii Compassionate Care. But now we're going to start right out in L.A. this
night.
What
are we going to hear then?
We are going to go back in time and hear some early Tom Russell, something from the Hot Walker CD. Vic has mentioned that he wouldn't mind hearing this. Okay. This is Tom Russell finding this retired circus midget, Little Jack Horton. And this guy lived in L.A. during the middle of the last century, and he was a very colorful character, we could say. And Anyway, Tom Russell, he grew up in L.A. and graduated from UCLA, but he had his ups and downs until about 1980, where he's driving a taxi cab in New York City, and he picks up Robert Hunter, the lyricist for the Dead. And from then on, he's on his way to having a successful music career. But anyway, here's Little Jack Horton. But first, just so you'll really know we're in L.A., I'm going to hear something from those Angels of Mercy. Angels of Mercy singing in Pershing Square, and here's Tom Russell.
I'm going to teach you how to be a radio DJ.
They call me Little Jack Horton. They call me a lot of other things, too. So I'm going to read these things of Tom's, and I'm happy to do so. I drank with Charles Bukowski once. Let me get this out of the way first, okay? I drank with Charles Bukowski down by the old L.A. stockyards. Must have been 1956, 1957, could have been 58. The Ringling Brothers train was in. I was just a goddamn kid, really. An animal wrangler, a circus clown, a teenager. They let me drink beer at this L.A. chippy bar, and all the little people were into amyl nitrate poppers back then. Scary shit. Makes you feel bigger, I guess. Same thing liquor does. So I run into Bukowski, and we're drinking this and that. I believe the bar was called the Raven's Wing, down there near the Challenge Creamery. Well, Bukowski likes my stories about circus life and all that. He was a stock clerk, thinking of working in the post office, I believe. Or maybe he just started the post office. He was living with some woman, and a woman that had a real lush problem. Well, the long and the short of it is, one morning around 3 a.m., I bet Bukowski I could drive a diesel locomotive. And he takes the bet. Next thing I know, we're inside one of those diesel engines out there in the freight yards. And I back her up and out of the yard and can't stop the goddamn thing. I mean, she's rolling and a-tumbling and clacking down the line. And Bukowski and I are shitting our pants and laughing and looking for somewhere to jump off. Out in the yard somewhere. But we go picking up speed and holy Christ, we're ducking low because we think they're going to shoot us right out of the goddamn train. But it's 4 a.m. and that goddamn train roams all the way to Pacoima. Before I can slow her down and figure out how to stop it, she rams into the back of a set of reefers. And Bukowski and I hop off and run 5 blocks until we find a bar. And we're laughing our ass off and scared sober and expecting to get busted by the cops and run down. Bukowski and me being this little guy in cowboy boots. Hank with his scarred face and that big red bulb nose, oh man. But we got away with it. We find another bar and bar hop our way back to downtown L.A. and keep right on drinking. What a time, I tell you. You hear that Midway music in the background?
Yeah.
Well, next time I see Bukowski in an L.A. bar, it was about a year later. He pulls this newspaper clip out of his wallet dated a year back. It says in the headlines, train goes to Pacoima by itself. Well, I almost crapped my little pants. He wrote a poem about that and every other goddamn thing. He was a poet, a laureate of L.A., I guess. Big-hearted guy he was, too. A real goddamn American character. With that lived-in face, would have been a hell of a carny. Well, Bukowski started me to write my own stories and little poems, and he got me a job as a hot walker, of all things, at Santa Anita. Some goddamn junkie groom he knew tipped him off. It wasn't too easy. A hot walker's a guy who walks hot horses. You know, they gallop those horses early in the morning, and then the hot walker's got to walk them around in a circle till they cool down. It's the lowest junkie job on the racetrack. You know, the back of that racetrack smelled like liniment and cheap wine and bandages and sweat and dope. You know, all those guys were dope fiends and lushes back then. And all the claiming races was fixed. Horse racing was a dirty business. I lasted as a hot walker about 3 days. You know, I was too little for it. Almost got walked on too many times. Thoroughbreds are mean animals. Hot blood, hopped up. But Bukowski liked to call me the little hot walker. For some goddamn reason, he thought that was funny. My name is Little Jack Horton.
All right. Thanks, Tom Russell. But now let's stay right in L.A. because Delbert McClinton, he grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, but by the early 1970s, he's in L.A. He abandoned his band, the Straitjackets, in the great state of Texas. And anyway, this is his song about a relationship that ended badly, When Rita Leaves.
She left a lipstick letter on the mirror, shattered on the bathroom floor. All I could put back together was, never see me no more. Took all her clothes but one red dress, the one she knows I like the best. All I could do was clean up the mess and wonder where she had gone. I had a sky blue ragtop Mustang, 1964. She drove it off into the night till it just wouldn't go no more. She caught it right on into town, bought some gas and laid the top down. Then she burned that pony to the ground on the desert in New Mexico. When Rita never known a love so strong. when she's been done wrong, when Rita leaves, Rita's gone. Put a call into her mama's seat back in El Paso. She said she got the story from Rita on her way to Mexico. Her mama knew I was taking it hard, said she was sorry about my heart. She said, you're lucky all she broke was your heart. You better just let her go. When Rita leaves, Rita's gone. She gave me every chance a man could want. I've never when she's been done wrong, when Rita leaves, Rita's gone. She never gave me a chance to explain. Hell, I guess it doesn't much matter now anyway. When Rita leaves, Rita's gone. When Rita leaves, Rita's gone.
All right, Delbert McClinton.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, what a story. But now we better play this announcement about what goes on around this radio station Thursday nights when we're not here and in charge.
Aloha no, kabobo.
Oh, my gosh. Must be time for the Loco Mofo Show.
Yeah,
Thursday nights, 10 to 12. Never know what's going to happen here. But I will guarantee a lot of local great music and talent. Record you, play you, and hope you'll be here with me.
Loco Mofo.
10 to 12, Thursday night.
Maybe that's enough fun. Okay, okay.
Sounds like fun.
The Commodore has a rockin' time Thursday nights, yes, you can tell that. But now we're going to stay right in L.A. because Rosie Flores, she grew up in San Antonio, but the family left when she was about 16 years old and headed for California and headed for L.A. And anyway, so that's where she got her start and got famous as L.A. And here's her Honky Tonk Moon. Right, before we leave L.A., I have a message to play for y'all.
Shh. It's KKCR Silent Fun Drive. From now until the start of our spring membership drive on May 5th, we encourage you to participate in our Silent Drive. All Silent Drive contributors will be entered into a drawing to win a special prize. Our goal is $65,000. Help us get there by making a donation today. Call 826-7774 or pledge online at kkcr.org. KKCR, Kekani o Kauai Nei, the sound of Kauai.
All right, something to keep in mind. Keep that pledge drive maybe from going the full length if we can have enough pre-pledge drive contributions come in.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
But now we got 370 miles to go to get to Phoenix AZ. Oh. That's where Marty Robbins grew up, so let's get the truck started and you hand me one of those adult beverages,
coming
Inspector.
Right up. Yep.
We can just go all the way to Phoenix, and here's Marty Robbins. He grew up in Phoenix till he was 17 years old, and was in the Navy then, stationed out in Hawaii, wasn't he?
That's right.
Where he
yeah.
got
a
hold of
Midway
a guitar.
Midway Islands and something, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where he learned how to play guitar.
And the guy, he had such a big, repertoire of music. I mean, really, put out a lot of music and a lot of songwriting, too, during his career. And anyway, this is his That's All Right.
Well, that's all right. Mama, that's all right for you. That's all right, Mama, just any way you do. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama, any way you do. My mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you're fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Bothered with me hanging out your door, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. you go before you break my heart, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do.
Oh, that's all right, Mama. Mama, that's all right.
Oh, this guy was a rocker, too, besides just ballads and country. Good discovery, Inspector. But now let's get on over to Tucson AZ. That's where Linda Ronstadt spent most of her like teenage life until she started coming out to the West Coast to get famous. So this is her, one of my favorites. This is Blue Bayou.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
Linda Ronstadt, what a range on that song she shows us. But now we got a few hundred miles to go to get over to Raggy Country, better known as Las Cruces, New Mexico. And
sure.
Of course, we want to I'm going to play something that we don't play a lot of, something that's maybe a little more tasteful. This is Raggy's Drunken Highway. Coming soon.
Send this out to Amy.
All right.
Down to Juarez, Mexico. Driving at night, needle on my breath. I look like hell and I smell like death. Ain't gonna ride this drunken highway anymore. I'd like to find a way where a man can take it slow. Ain't gonna ride this drunken highway. I'd like to exit now, but it's the only road I know. Motors burning oil, and I'm swerving side to side. It's a wonder how a man can stay alive. Driving down that highway, moving way too fast. Like to find some peace of mind, or at least a piece of ass. Ain't gonna ride this drunken highway anymore. I'd like to find a way where a man can take it slow. Ain't gonna ride this drunken highway anymore.
All right, Inspector, a good pick.
Blame it on me.
But now, just to show you that Las Cruces, New Mexico, is more than a one-band town. The Cowboys also come from Las Cruces, and here's their Feeling Lonely. The Beat Cowboys, something tasteful for a change, you know. But now we got to be getting on over into the great state of Texas, right across the border to El Paso, to be exactly. And now maybe...
You want me to clean out the truck a little bit?
Yeah, under that, where we usually clean out the truck, under that sign that... that says "Welcome to Texas." I think it used to say "Welcome" at one time, but there's so many bullet holes in it that.
But "Welcome."
Yeah. All right.
There we go.
All right, El Paso, Texas, where Tom Russell's lived since 1997, and this is one of my favorites when he goes country on us. This is Grapevine.
Dust, it started blowing neath the windows and the door. Blew us out of Oklahoma in a 1944. Living rough beside the highway, Mexicali rice and beans. Dust blew us to California, the valley of the San Joaquin. We were living in a boxcar, sleeping in our old work clothes. Friday nights down at the dance hall, we heard the Maddox boys in Rome. My papa picked the grapes and kept some. My mama made that sweet blue wine. We vowed someday that we'd see Hollywood. Drive back on up that old grapevine. We come rolling down those canyons. That old engine, how it whines. Call Grapevine. In the prayer tents, some drank themselves to hell. Me, I finally made old Hollywood, desk clerk in a big hotel, where I write movies in my head all night, just like Steinbeck in my mind. I'll tell of all my Okie brothers. His dreams fell down the old grapevine. Now the hands that picked the cotton lost the tractors and combines, left our souls out in the orchard down below the old grapevine.
Okay, Inspector, this is where we got that
long... We don't want to hear them again.
No, this is where we got that long 490-mile stretch to get to Kingster Country, better known as Kerrville, Texas. And
we'll break out the long necks for that
one.
Oh,
yeah. And then this, we got to play the Kingster because we got to promote his candidacy in his run for... Texas Agriculture Commissioner.
Yes.
And what's his platform? Mainly that he's going to promote the legal growing of hemp
and, yes,
and marijuana.
And recreational marijuana.
Yeah.
That's a very good platform to run from.
I think so.
And probably a lot of people will be running from him.
Yes. and he's really serious this time, it
he
sounds
is,
like.
It is. Yeah, so, I shouldn't laugh.
So I want to play one of his more just happy songs that's kind of, what would you call it?
It's all-inclusive.
Inclusive and kind of a wistful song about a happy place. This is the Take It Easy Trailer Park.
A Boy Scout and a jumped out Joan of Arc. And they've all come together through life's stormy weather to the Take It Easy Trailer Park. And here I'm hiding my airstream. My life is a pipe dream. My neon neighbors find me quite insane. Like a world-weary sailor, I docked my trailer, I just call her the old battleship man. Dear Mom and dear Dad, life is happy, life is sad. Love is easy when you follow your heart. Oh, and that's why you came here. There's no one to blame.
Kinky Friedman, but now we only got 60-some miles to go to get on over to Paige Jackson country, better known as San Antone. This is where I always like to make a good impression, change my shirt to something that's got some fringe on it, and maybe shine up my pointy-toed shoes. And
snap pockets.
And that belt buckle that looks as big as a dinner plate. So I can make a good impression maybe this time when I get down out of the truck.
Or maybe just some overalls for a change.
That's an idea.
Yeah, they'll think you're a farmer.
Is that good?
I don't know.
Maybe I could rub some oil on them and they'll think I own an oil well somewhere. And then I might get a little respect. Anyway, I better just play some music. Here's a song about a Texan.
A man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. Otherwise, you might embarrass him, it's true. He might be from some less fortunate place, and you don't want to wipe a smile from his face. So, darling, never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. If a man is to keep it all inside, but he seems to bow beneath the shameful weight. Well, he might be from out of state, shaven, combed, and squeaky clean. Howdy, ma'am, I'm from Abilene. A friendly smile that warms the bones. Well, that's a man from San Antonio. So,
from California. Big and tall with a southern drawl, y'all. You're gonna treat you like a belt of a ball, but you want a reaction that ain't too pretty. Just ask a man from New York City. Something special about him, everyone knows. Just stick around for a minute or two. I'm pretty sure he'll explain it to you. So never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. Otherwise, you might embarrass him, it's true. He might be from some less fortunate place, and you don't want to wipe the smile from his face. So darling, never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. Oh, never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. Oh, darling, never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you.
My baby's done left town. She took her grip and left me all alone. I love you, honey, but you've done me wrong. 'Cause you left me with those mean old sundown blues. Those sundown blues, they almost make me cry. Since my good gal, she don't say goodbye. You know I love you, baby, but there's one thing true. You're gonna wake up, find you miss me too. 'Cause you left me with those mean old sundown blues. Good gal, she don't say goodbye. You know I love you, baby, but there's one thing true. You're gonna wake up, find you miss me too. 'Cause you left me with those mean old sundown blues.
Right, that was Lucky Tomlin Band, and Lucky Tomlin, he grew up in San Antone, and that's where he got his start.
And Dennis, I just want to let you know, I'm from Texas.
Yeah, well.
So you don't have to, you know, like the song we played before, never ask a man where he's from.
Well, I didn't.
Okay.
You.
If he's from Texas, he'll tell you.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Oh, God, we waste more time talking.
Yeah, well, hey, we got time for one more song from a San Antonio bunch. And, of course, that's the Texas Tornadoes, because all four of them lived in San Antonio at one time, or rather during their illustrious careers of being a Tejano supergroup. And this is Adios Mexico.
Adios Mexico!
What a super group, those guys. Mm-hmm. Augie Meyer, Flaco Jimenez, Freddie Fender, mm-hmm. Doug Somm.
Hey, see, you got them all.
Sometimes, man, sometimes the old synopses connect together. And we'll answer that phone in a minute. Inspector Dan Lancer in a minute. But right now it is time to tell you. You're listening to KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea at 11 o'clock. You know where we are. We are in Houston, Texas, and that's where those three old guys that know three chords, and they say we're going to keep playing as long as people fill those venues. And this is early ZZ Top. Yeah, this is a Have You Heard?
Came back. I used to be a and you're behind.
Lucinda Williams, she's been described as a woman who writes songs about being a Southern lady that's not been treated very well, that's been screwed over a time or two, but she's still got her Southern pride, and she's not a beaten woman. She's still going to come back and prevail.
Yeah, but just about right.
Yeah, but now we got to stay right in Houston because that's where Hayes Carl grew up. True, he went to Crystal Beach to get famous, but growing up in Houston makes him one of our I-10 favorites, and this is his song about Jesus. It got an award for the Americana Song of the Year a few years back.
We've been dating since high school. We never once left this town. We used to go out on the weekends, and we drank till we drowned. But now she's acting funny, and I don't understand. I think that she's found some other man. She left me for Jesus, and stare. I had that freak in his sandals, oh, with his long curly hair. They must have think that I'm stupid, or I don't have a clue. I bet he's a commie, or even worse yet, a Jew. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. She says that he's perfect. Troubles, I ask for God.
Carl. What a song. But now, Spectre, you hand me one of those long necks while we're still in long neck country, and we'll fire up the truck and get about 85 miles down river toward Janis Joplin country. Oh, watch out now.
Yeah. I didn't even hear that one coming.
I know. We got to drive careful, you know. Let's see. We are going to be down at that gnarly three refinery town, Port Arthur, Texas, where Jana spent most of her short life, and this is her Get It While You Can. Right, we got to be leaving the great state of Texas, Inspector. Port Arthur's right on the border, so anyway, we've got kind of a mess in the back of the truck. So let's see, let's pull over.
By those guys at the White Sheets, they're having that toga party.
Is that what you think it is? Okay.
Yeah, and, they got the bonfire going.
Sure. They probably wouldn't mind having a few empties.
I think they're roasting weenies over there.
Okay, just very thank you, Inspector.
Okay. They like that.
Yep. Goodbye, Texas. On over to Lake Charles, Louisiana. That's where Doug Kershaw grew up. And I'm not going to tell you the story about his early growing up on the houseboat tonight. I'm just going to play his song down south in New Orleans, because that's where we're headed. Okay, we got to be leaving Lake Charles, Louisiana, get over to Baton Rouge. That's about 120 miles, because that's where we will find that...
Troubled woman.
Well, the troubled woman and Butch Hornsby, that's where this guy, he was really a troubled
guy. Man.
Yes, but he lived in Baton Rouge most of his life. He had these opportunities where he got staked to going into a studio and having musicians accompany him and be successful producing. It would have been vinyl in those days anyway. But then one time he went out to L.A. thinking he could make his fortune there and become famous. But he did get a song out of it. This is his Rock Bottom on Romaine. That's a street in L.A.
Dream of misdemeanor platform.
Oh, what a loss. Butch Hornsby passed away in 2003, long before his time. He was probably around 50, if that. But now we got to stay right in Baton Rouge because we've been having just too much fun. We got to play something by Mary Gaucher. And this is one of her more up tunes from her new album. This is Cigarette Machine. And do I need to go into an explanation about cigarette machines, Inspector?
Probably will, so go ahead.
Oh, jeez. Okay. In the old days, back when I was growing up, you could put a few coins into this upright machine, and you pull a lever and you get a pack of cigarettes. But usually on the top part of this machine, it stood on the floor, there was a mirror. So when you'd walk by, you could look at yourself in the mirror and maybe comb your hair or pick anything out of your teeth, something like that. Anyway, this is the name of the song from Mary Gaucher, that troubled woman from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Picture on an old broken TV.
All right, Mary Gaucher live with a fiddle player, too, these days. Mm-hmm. But now, got a request from Carrie for some Cajun music. And C.J. Chenier, he's from along the I-10. I believe he grew up in Lafayette. Anyway, we just got this CD in the station. It's kind of a preliminary CD before the one with all the artwork comes out. And this, I haven't listened to this yet. This is his Hot Tamale Baby. And this guy was on the island a few weeks ago. Right, C.J. Chenier's latest CD. But now on in New Orleans, of course, we got this Katie Webster, this woman that The family moved from Houston, Texas, out to California and left her as a teenager with an aunt in New Orleans, and all of a sudden she could play music she wanted to. I've heard that story before. Anyway, this is her I'm Bad. All right, you know the guy that we don't play often enough, Inspector in New Orleans?
No, who?
Henry Roland Byrd, better known as Professor Longhair.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is the guy that whenever New Orleans piano players are asked to name somebody that was like a mentor or influential, they mention Professor Longhair. This is the guy that just really, yeah, brought New Orleans piano playing to a much higher level, you know, or doing the rhythm with the left hand, the melody at the right. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's just something that just really gives him such a distinctive sound, of course. And he's such a success story, too, after being kind of obscure for a few years after he had a stroke and just sweeping the floor in a record one stop. And then he's discovered by these guys that started the Jazz and Heritage Festival. Anyway, I'm going to just play, what am I going to play? I'm going to play his famous How Long That Train Been Gone. Right, an early version of Professor Longhair's Since My How Long That Train Been Gone. But now we got time for a brief stop in Mobile, Alabama, and that's where Will Kimbrough grew up and got his start. And this is his Another Train. Then we'll be getting out to Jacksonville for some Swamp Cabbage and Dirt Floor Crackers. Kimbrough, but now it's getting late. We don't have much time, but we got time to get out to Jacksonville, Florida. And here's the artist you've all been waiting for, the Dirt Floor Crackers, and their song made famous by being discovered by Inspector Dan.
All right.
You must have been joking when you said to me, stop calling my number, 'cause the world history. But don't you worry, baby, I finish what I start. I'm a man on a mission to win. Sent you those flowers and the fancy underwear. I drive by your house just to see who might be there. Well, you can tell that new guy not to waste his time, 'cause it's always me you're looking around to find.
are so clever, playing hard to get. You passing me by like a weed.
Right, we got time for something from Swamp Cabbage, and this is still from their Squeal CD. I don't have their latest CD with me tonight, but there's some really cool stuff here, and of course, I'm thinking of their song Dixieland.
Because the middle of nowhere,
Inspector. We got to the end of the road at 1 minute after 12. That's just about right on schedule. I sure had a good time tonight, and I hope we played some things that put a smile on our listeners' faces or made their drive down the road a little more enjoyable. Anyway, I just really enjoy coming up to this station and playing music that I hope you all find enjoyable, too. So, as usual, I'm going to thank you all for listening and give the inspector the last word.
Well, I sure do appreciate all the great phone calls we had tonight. And one thing, if you're out there driving on the road, be extra safe. We don't want to have any more traffic jams like we did last week. So let's call it a night there, Dennis, and play my favorite song. He's on the phone. We're still taking phone calls here, even at the end of the show. So. Here we go. Anytime, Dennis.